Happy birthday to David Bowie. He turned 69 today. The pop icon hasn't performed in public for nearly a decade, but he's in the midst of a creative rebirth. His off-Broadway musical Lazarus opened last month in New York City, and he released a new album today, Black Star, recorded with some of the sharpest young players in jazz. Our critic Will Hermes has this review.
In the fear of all men. In the fear of all men. Stands a solitary candle.
David Bowie likes to work between the familiar and the strange, which is one reason he makes such a compelling space alien. That's the territory of his new musical, a sequel to his 1976 film, The Man Who Fell to Earth, and it extends to his new album, which features the play's signature song.
Look up here, man, I'm in danger. I've got nothing left to lose. I'm so high it makes my brain whirl. Drop my cell phone down below.
Bowie helped pioneer the use of electronics in rock and roll, and he uses them extensively here. But what makes Black Star radical is how human it sounds. The dazzling quartet of saxophonist Donnie McCaslin defines this album. They sound like hyper-evolved cyborgs. It's this mix of familiar and strange that makes Black Star so rewarding. Bowie's an old guy who's digested a lot of music, and he somehow manages to transform old-school R&B, modern jazz, and weird progressive rock into a single language here, one that's as visceral as it is cerebral. Reportedly listened a lot to Kendrick Lamar's jazz rap fusion while making this record. And that makes sense. Like Lamar, he's upping the ante on what constitutes pop music, giving his audience some credit. It's what David Bowie has always done. And unlike the work of most of his contemporaries, it's why his work still matters.
I can't give everything.
David Bowie's album Black Star came out today. Our critic Will Hermes is author of the book Love Goes to Buildings on Fire.